Bees are using extra eyes on top of their heads to perfectly sense the colour of ambient light. The discovery by Australian researchers could lead to more advanced and colour-accurate cameras. David Cody reports.
For bees, finding flowers packed full of pollen is a matter of life and death. Australian researchers, coordinated by Associate Professor Adrian Dyer from RMIT, have unlocked how they do it.
We discovered that they have a couple of extra tiny eyes on top of their head, called ocelli, which have colour receptors which are perfectly tuned for sampling the colour of the illumination.
The three extra eyes are on the top of their head, looking to the sky.
We knew a little bit about the system, but over a couple of years we built some fairly sophisticated computer models which showed that the system, or what we knew of the system at the time, should improve colour constancy. But at that stage we didn't know how the brain could put all this information together.
They worked with a researcher at the University of Melbourne, Dr. Yushan Hung, who mapped the neural pathways from the extra eyes to the bee brain. The biological sensor is critical because light all around us is constantly changing. This research holds the promise of one day leading to more accurate and more efficient light sensors for our cameras. Adrian Dyer explains how cameras work.
What they do is they assume the world on average looks grey, and it works not too bad.
Now, humans seem to get by without these extra eyes. How do humans do what bees are doing through this other system?
Yeah, so we have a massively big brain, but it's not actually perfect for human. You know, you go down to the beach late at night, you might see your friend's face looks a bit yellowish if the sun's getting a bit low in the sky.
Don't feel too bad. While bees are great at picking colours in all sorts of conditions outdoors, their colour vision fails under artificial light. The cameras we use these days already have systems to measure the colour of light, including white balance, but professional photographer Greg Sullivan says it's not perfect.
Literally, if you pivot your camera a couple of centimetres one way to the next, so two photographs can actually have completely different colour temperatures.
The researchers' work may help develop a sensor based on the inner workings of a bee that could one day be attached to the top of a camera. But photographer Greg Sullivan warns you don't always want the colours in the viewfinder to match the real world.
I think there's two kinds of photographers. There's one that faithfully reproduces the moment, say, for example, for National Geographic. But then again, you've also got the photographers that care more about how the photograph makes you feel. It's the more artistic side of photography where you might muck around with your colour balances to create a certain kind of connection with the image.
Photographer Greg Sullivan ending David Cody's report.